Jim McGovern, Congressman McGovern, chairman of the powerful Rules Committee, 2nd District of Massachusetts. There'll be redistricting in Massachusetts. You have one district, Richie Neal, our other great guest on the show, have another. Could we possibly lose representation in Western Massachusetts?
You know, it's possible, but I hope that that's not what happens. I do think, and I've been making the case to the state legislature that I do think having two representatives in Western Massachusetts is a benefit to the people in Western Massachusetts. Historically, all the representation has been kind of clustered around the Boston, the metropolitan Boston area. And I love Boston, but I also want to make sure that the people out west get the attention and the support that they need. So obviously, the state legislature has to decide this on their own. I've been in conversations with the redistricting committees and giving them my opinion, but the decisions ultimately lie with them.
Well, but they've got to know that they have you, the chairman of the powerful, powerful Rules Committee, and Richie Neal, the Ways and Means chairman. Why would they want to mess with that and endanger that kind of clout?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that their deal is that, we're not losing a seat. So, I don't think they're as focused as to how they draw the district as those of us, who are currently sitting members are, in terms of the fact that, look at that, I have a relationship with all the cities and towns that I represent. I care deeply about them. I have friends and I work with, local governments and nonprofits and business leaders, and I feel attached to the places that I represent. Look, population shifts mean that Congressman Neal has to pick up, a significant number of more voters. There's a domino effect. So, where he picks up, then, where does he pick up? And we all have to move. At the end of the day, I'm confident that the maps that will be drawn will be it will be fair, and again, I hope and pray that I don't lose too much, because again, I really do care about each and every one of my cities and towns.
I'm with you on that. Let's talk a little bit about the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Do you think it'll make a big difference in terms of the way we relate to police in this country?
I do. Look, there are some of the finest people I know are members of our law enforcement. These are men and women who put their lives on the line to protect us. The vast majority of members of our police are good, honorable people who we should applaud. But then there are some who are not. And those people, quite frankly, do a disservice to the good police officers. And they also kind of increase the distrust between the community and law enforcement. And, we've seen too much in terms of what I call systemic racism. And it's not just in law enforcement. It's in so many of our institutions. And, look, we need to rid our systems of this. I mean, period. That ought to be our goal. And it's been difficult because, every time you raise these issues, everybody gets defensive. But the deal here is that we want to honor and reward good policing. And maybe we need to reimagine the role of police in our community. I mean, we have police that not only fight the bad guys, but we have police that are responding to, situations that, quite frankly, a mental health professional would be better suited to respond to. We have police dealing with truancy issues in our school. We have police doing all kinds of stuff. Well, maybe they shouldn't be doing all those kinds of stuff. Maybe we ought to invest appropriately so that, we have medical professionals responding when that's what's required. And we approach our schools in a very different way. So, the George Floyd Policing and Justice Act is really about trying to get it right. And I hope, we pass it in the House. My hope is that we'll get it passed in the Senate in a way, that it doesn't get too watered down. And then President Biden will sign it. we have to do something. To not do anything, to just, you know, all retreat to our respective corners and just shout at each other, that's not a solution anymore. I mean, we saw what happened to George Floyd. You know, we've seen too many instances where we you know, that really are examples of racism. I mean, I think what happened to George Floyd, we had an incident here in Virginia where an African-American, you know, army officer was pulled aside. He actually drove to a gas station before he pulled over because he wanted to be in the light. And, you know, the video camera footage was released, and we saw how he was mistreated by two Virginia police officers in a way that all of us should be upset about. So we, you know, I mean, maybe there needs to be better training. Maybe we need to find ways to be able to distinguish between who's a good police officer and who's not. But whatever, the status quo is not acceptable. And my hope is we can move forward with something that's meaningful.
How do you think President Biden is doing? You know, I mean, you ask a Democrat that question, he's doing very well. And yet he's got a lot of problems. He's got foreign policy problems. He's got all kinds of things he has to worry about. Is he doing a good job?
Yeah, he has to worry about a lot of things. Much of what he has to worry about is not because of, you know, his being president. It's just that's the way the world is unfolding. But I think he's doing a good job. I mean, I think I've said this to you before. I mean, during the primaries, he wasn't my first or second choice. I think maybe it was my third or fourth choice for president. But he may end up being the best choice, given the fact that, you know, given the polarization in our country, he's all about trying to bring people together. I give him credit for sitting down and having to listen to Mitch McConnell and, you know, Kevin McCarthy rant about all the things that they find wrong with his policies. But he's trying to get them in a room to agree on, you know, on an infrastructure bill, which he knows is important not only in blue states, but in red states. I don't know whether we can get that kind of bipartisan agreement, but he's trying. That's more than Donald Trump ever did. And I think people want us to work together.
You know, the Republicans come from the land of no. I read all the Oz books, and I know about the land of no somewhere over there. Is there any chance that no-ism will change?
I think we might have to go through another election cycle before that changes. And that's the next midterm election is where people say, I approve or I don't approve. And if they approve, that will be a signal to the Republicans that they need to get on board. They need to start working with not only the president, but with Democrats in general in moving things forward. Look, I've been around here a long time to know that you can't get everything you want. And I've been in the minority and I've been in the majority. And I know even when you're in the majority, oftentimes there has to be a give and take. But whether you're in the majority or the minority, you can't say it's all my way or the highway, because then you'll get nothing. And what the Republicans seem to be saying is, you know, there's nothing that I can agree with you on. There's no common ground. I mean, after Joe Biden's meeting with Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, the president issued a statement saying it was a good meeting, cordial meeting. I'm hopeful, you know, they have some good ideas. Let's see whether we can try to find some common ground. Contrast that to what Kevin McCarthy tweeted out. Corrupt Joe Biden wants to force a socialist agenda down the throats of the American people. And you say to yourself, you know, how do you deal with somebody who the first thing he tweets when he leaves the White House is that? I mean, will we ever find common ground? Now, Biden is patient and he is, you know, determined to try to get as much done in a bipartisan way as possible. But I think he's also a person who at a certain point is going to say, you know what, I tried, I gave you every opportunity, you're not interested, so we're going to go another way. And so we'll see how all this plays out. But I think Biden has set a different tone. I think the majority of Americans, including, you know, I'm looking at polls, independents and Republicans, all give him high grades for his demeanor and for his policies. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. But I have to applaud the president because I think he's doing a good job.
And I have to applaud you for being here with us. I know it's been a very busy day as we speak, but I have to say we treasure your appearances here on WAMC, and we hope that you'll continue to come back and let us know what's going on. Again, thank you, Jim McGovern. So appreciate it.
All right, all the best. Be safe.